Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our first ever show at the beautiful Mann Center outdoors in Philadelphia on July 9th. And be sure to check out How to Do Everything. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to make friends with a penguin. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Isaac from Camden, South Carolina.
Why, hey, Isaac, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'll tell you, really excited to be on the show. It's something I've been trying to do now for, I don't know, maybe about 5 years.
Wow. Well, I feel like Tony Robbins. I've helped you achieve a life goal.
Oh, it's been...
Isaac, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis right now is going to read three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Let's get it on.
Ooh. That is scary.
He's been saving that for 5 years.
I understand. Here is your first limerick.
In his regular Here's Where I Go spot, my mechanical dog pops a low squat. He'll emit a few sparks and some low tinny barks. There's no cleanup because he's a...
robot.
Yes, a robot. Well done.
Good for you.
A new report in the journal Frontiers in Veterinary Science says that because our cities are getting more and more crowded, we'll soon have to replace our dogs with robot dogs. They will be an improvement in the future because they use fewer resources. You don't need to walk them or feed them or take them to the park. But strangely, robots are like real dogs in that they will hump your legs no matter how much you fix them. All right, here is your next limerick.
At the house where the films du jour play, the usher comes by with your tray. You'll be watching a mobster while eating a lobster. The snacks at this place are...
They are.
That's called a South Carolina rhyme.
That's so brilliant. I almost want to give it to you, but I want to give you another chance because you're so close. You have the word. You know what the word means. You know what it rhymes with, but I'm sure you'll get it. Here we go.
At the house where the films du jour play, the usher comes by with your tray. You'll be watching a mobster while eating a lobster. The snacks at this place are...
gourmet.
Yes, gourmet. Well done.
How did you get that?
According to the Wall Street Journal, the hot new trend in the movie theater business is high-end food, like lobster rolls and edamame. It's going to be really weird to go to the concession stand and be like, could you give me a bottomless oyster bucket and a 64-ounce Merlot gulp? Here is your last limerick.
The male attendees can't care less if it's yup or I do or just yes. My bride's lack of threads has messed with their heads. They're gawping to see through her...
dress.
Yes, dress right.
Dress it is.
New York recently hosted Bridal Fashion Week, and one trend dominated the runways, see-through wedding dresses. This seems a real departure from the more modest, traditional look. Remember, as your grandma said, why buy the cow when you get to see what the cow looks like naked?
That does seem like the perfect wedding dress for a couple that met on Tinder.
Unfortunately, even invisible bridesmaids' dresses are still somehow ugly. Bill, how did Isaac do in our quiz?
3 for 3. Isaac's good. South Carolina.
Well done. Congratulations, Isaac.